TakeMeOutside.ca has a pretty straightforward mandate. They want to convince teachers and parents to, well, you know, take the kids outside more often, whether it's to play or to learn. Of course, you can hand out a million flyers, you can build the greatest website, you can design a fashionable t-shirt with the Take Me Outside logo on it, and you still won't reach people who never go outside. Because, well, they'd have to go outside to see your flyers, billboards, and t-shirts, of course. So Colin Harris is taking things a step further. And actually, thousands and thousands of steps further. In a couple of weeks, he'll leave Signal Hill in Newfoundland and run across the country, stopping at schools along the way, getting some media coverage, and trying to get across the message that kids need to be outdoors. Colin Harris is here in studio with me. Hello, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Main Street. When did you start thinking that you'd like to run across the country? Maybe not this run, but in general. When did you decide, hey, that's a good idea?
I think in general it's been something that I've thought about for about 15 years that maybe culminated earlier in my life with sort of the beginnings of the Terry Fox run and then the 88 Olympics, the torch going across the country.
And that got you thinking, I could do this?
I think so, yeah. It's been a dream that's been building for a while.
And how long have you been planning this run?
This run specifically for about the past year. I've finished up my job and trying to finish off a master's. So we've been planning it for about a year and it's almost here.
And why attach the run to TakeMeOutside.ca as opposed to cancer research or anything like that?
I've worked in the field of outdoor education for about the past decade, and I've seen the benefits that come from getting kids outside. And so in thinking about a cause to do this run, it seemed like a natural fit to try and go into classrooms across the country and promote this message.
You said you've seen what they get from being outside. Give us a quick idea.
Well, I mean, the research is endless. It's,
yeah.
Research shows kids under the age of 5, if they're exposed to the outdoors, there's a reduction in ADD. Youth outdoors, there's increased academic performance. The character traits, so increased self-confidence, increased self-esteem. The list is really endless of the positive outcomes or the benefits that come from kids being outside.
Friends that have real names instead of just screen names.
Exactly.
How long is this run going to take you?
If all goes according to plan, which I'm sure it won't, right now we're scheduling 9 months. So I hope to finish up in Victoria, BC at the end of next September.
And what kind of plans are you making for those times when it doesn't go according to plan?
I think our sort of mantra is just day by day. I'm going to try to think of it as just going out for my daily long run and
a very long run.
And if something goes wrong, if the weather holds us back, or if we run into trouble here and there, we'll just adjust accordingly.
How many schools are you hoping to visit?
Right now, we've got about 60 schools across the country who have committed to participating in the project in some way. I'm hoping to make it to as many schools as I can across the country. The time frame will dictate a bit of that. But schools can participate in this project regardless. There's an online component to it. There's a challenge that we have up on the website. And so any school, regardless of whether we can visit them or not, will be able to participate in this.
When you get to these schools, is it as simple as saying, hey, take these kids outside to learn about trees? Or are you going armed with tools that can help teachers and parents figure out how to take these kids outside?
We are going equipped with some tools. We've partnered with the Child Nature Alliance out of British Columbia, as well as Kid Active in Ontario. And Kid Active is providing some tangible resources that we can take into classrooms, that we can leave with teachers, that enable teachers to effectively take their kids outside. And inspire parents across the country as well. Part of this is an educational conversation, and then part of this is a conversation outside of the school day. And so we're hoping to sort of hit home that message at both ends.
So you've been keeping an eye on this for years, and as you said, there's tons of research out there. Why don't parents and teachers take their kids outside? Have mosquitoes and frostbites given the great outdoors a bad name?
You know what? There's a lot written out there. You know, I think the book we turn to is Richard Liu's book. It's called Last Child in the Woods. And, you know, a lot of it is understandable on the part of parents, but I think we're just in a culture where we try to protect our kids as much as we can, and we don't want to expose them to any of that risk. So whether it's allowing our kids to walk or ride their bike to school, or even play outside in the streets or in the, you know, in the park nearby their house, you know, whether it's stranger danger or a lot of these are sort of misperceived risks. But there are risks in the minds of parents nonetheless, and that's important. So it's finding a balance to realize that there may be those risks out there, but the risk of having your child sort of inside and when they're inside usually leads to time in front of the screens of some sort. Isn't going to be beneficial as they grow up.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to my next question. If we were to turn, there's a TV here in studio. If we turned it on, it wouldn't take us long to find a PlayStation commercial or an Xbox commercial or anything like that. This couch potato lifestyle is around kids all the time. What is one guy running across Canada going to do to get away from that lifestyle?
You know, I'm just doing my small part. I think we all have convictions, and this is my conviction that it's really important for people to be outside. And this is my way of sharing those convictions. So there's, you know, hundreds of organizations across the country who are dedicated to getting kids outside, getting them active, getting them reconnected to nature. And this is my small part of what I feel I can do to share in that conversation, that message.
Small part, probably not the best term for running across the country, by the way. You're doing good work. There's a fundraiser tonight for TakeMeOutside.ca happening at the Carlton in Halifax. What's going on there tonight?
John Cornwell is the musical guest there. And it's at the Carlton at 7 o'clock. We're having it's just a fundraiser to give us this is a really grassroots initiative. We don't have a lot of corporate funding, so this is our way of just raising a little bit of money to help us get from classroom to classroom across the country.
There you go. Thanks a lot for coming in, Colin.
Thanks a lot.
Hopefully we'll hook up with you when you're out there on the road. Take your cell phone, maybe a belt clip.
Exactly.
Just in case.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Colin.
Take care.
Colin Harris. He leaves from Signal Hill on January 17th, running across the country in support of Take Me Outside.